you? King of the Hammers is that damn big, man.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's Alan with our Hitch. We'll see you on the trail. However you want to call me. I don't really care. But I wanted to hit you guys up. A video released on the King of the Hammers YouTube page. And I felt that with all you guys traveling to Hammers, which is going to open in the next 2 days, I thought while you're driving, you might actually want to hit this up and watch the whole thing. Now, I'm just going to touch on a few things that I think are very poignant in what they're doing. It's the rookie class that they're working with, and I think it's very, very cool. So here are just a couple clips, and I'll talk about them as I push them out. So here, check this one clip out right here.
You know, your co-driver gets out of the car and he's winching and all these things that come up. You got to be calm enough to remember it's just a fun race. It's not worth putting somebody in harm's way. And I feel that way about the crew guys and the pits, the people that you see on the race course.
Now, that is Jason Shearer, two-time back-to-back with a three-time winner of King of the Hammers. Now, he does usually not run a full season. He usually only races KOH. I'm friends with him and his brother, and they are some of the best people in the world. They are awesome. If you ever get a chance to meet them and hang out with them, do it. But he's telling you point blank, guys, it's not worth your life, limb, or anything else, which is very, very true. So, man, take heed to that. Now, what I am going to tell you right now also is you need to go check out this video. It's got 1,200 views right now. It needs to have 60,000 or 100,000 or a million. It needs to be on there. It's on the King of the Hammers YouTube page. Go check it out. And so that's Jason Shearer telling you guys, hey, it's not worth it. So, and he also talks about how you need to be comfortable in the car, which I believe this is the next clip I caught.
If you get in a car, put your seatbelts on. A person that was well into our sport competitive-wise back in rock crawling went to load their car up on the trailer, didn't put their seatbelts on, shot up the trailer through the back of their cab, fucked his life up.
Okay, we went right back to safety, which I forgot that I put that one on there. But this is Dave Cole talking about, he's been in the industry for way longer than I have, and he's the one that created King of the Hammers and the rookie class now that he's created. And he's telling you straight up, he actually let me go wheeling in one of his cars. And back in March of 2020. And he was keen on safety. He told me straight up and simple, put on a seatbelt, put this on. He ran me through a trail that's never been on Hammers, and I'm not sure if it's on this Hammers course or not. But he told me straight up, dude, do this exact way and you'll make it through without rolling. And I was pretty much sure I was rolling, and I didn't. And I got back and I was able to get to the flight back home. I was there for his 50th birthday party. But anyway, guys, put on your seatbelt when you get in the car. It doesn't matter. I just did a podcast with a 8-year-old kid. He has a rock crawler with 4-wheel steer, Harley engine. His name is Landon Brown. He will actually, and I saw it, and his dad and his mom didn't have to tell him at all. When he got in that car, he put on his seatbelt. He put on his lap belt. He put on his shoulder belts, and he knew what happens. It was funny how his demeanor changed just to be able to be in that car. He turned into a very young adult, of course, but he also knew safety and knew what he was getting into. So, guys, don't slack on safety. And here's a. We'll see if we'll get to another safety one here. Let's go ahead and go with this one.
King of the Hammers is that damn big, man.
Well, it is that damn big. Good old Adam Woodley said that. And that was back in 2009, I believe, or 2010. That's a funny quote. It'll probably live forever. But let's see what we got here. The next one.
On one of the forms for Ultra 4, the hard seat versus the suspension seat in broken backs. What's up with that, you know?
When you...
Okay, that one right there. That's a big if. It's kind of like the IFS solid axle car. I know that in that video, he talks about running a 3-inch padding in a PRP seat. I also know that Von Gittin Jr. and Lauren Healy run a Recaro hard seat. I also know that a lot of guys are running a suspension seat. Then you got to think about the Kirkies, which, God, I hope you're not running a Kirky. That's a drag racing seat. It doesn't need to be on the off-road. And then there's something else called ISP. ISP seats are with Chris Van Gilder, and I would suggest you go back in my catalog of podcasts. A couple years ago or a year ago, I did a podcast with a guy by the name of Chris Van Gilder. He owns innovative safety products, and he actually has a seat that runs in all of the Monster Jam trucks. And he's put a couple seats in Ultra 4 cars. I'm not really sure which cars they're in, but they are hard seats. And the way he explains it makes a lot of sense, but you do lose a lot of mobility. And then also you're still, you lose a lot of mobility, and you're also still, you have to latch in a lot of stuff. And in that video, also in the original video, the rookies, the one that I'm talking about with Dave Cole and King of the Hammers, they do talk about let your co-driver get in, latch in, make sure they're safe before you take it out of park. I've seen probably numerous times when a co-driver jumps in and the driver is so ecstatic that he just goes off and ends up hurting the co-driver just trying to hang on. Now, granted, it's not Ultra 4 or anything else, but it does happen. So, but anyway, check out my prior podcast. Look for Chris Van Gilder ISP seats, and you'll learn a lot more about what's better than if a hard seat is better than a suspension seat. Let's see what we got next.
Sold that race truck because now I have all these partners who are trying to throw parts at me. 2011 was the year that I really learned that free parts are never free.
Now, I was taking a drink, but I will tell you this. I've known Lauren Healy since 2011. That was the first time I met him. I believe he won first in 2009 or 2000. I think it was 2010 when he won the first time. And he said he had a whole bunch of parts that he was given in this video in 2011. The 2011 season for him was not good. He had a brand new IFS car, and every time I saw him, he was walking on the side of the road. He is very correct in what he says in that video, so go back and check it out. It makes a huge difference in how you create and how you work with your partners. I don't call them sponsorships. Sponsorships are something that they just give you and they hope for something. No, partnerships are worked together. And here's another clip, I believe, that will tell you more about that.
I promise you, it took me a long time to break down my walls and understand the value in it. But everything about my racing career has doubled or tripled since I've put the focus and the time and the effort into it.
Now, that click right there is completely 100% true from Lauren Healy. Lauren wasn't big on social media whenever I met him in 2011 KOH. He had nothing to do with it. And in fact, it was hard to get him to connect with me on social media, but we ended up being friends, and we've hung out at numerous other races and events and stuff like that. But it's very true. He's very quiet. He doesn't want to do it. But I'll tell you what, with the connection that he made with Von Gittin Jr., that turned everything around. And I remember when this all started going down, and this is my only personal account about this, but Lauren said he was quitting his job at CoreLab. That was his day job. And he said he's quitting his CoreLab job. And I said, are you serious? And he failed to tell me what was going on with him and Vaughn. And him and Vaughn were creating a program that, as far as I'm concerned, is pretty much unstoppable now. Between him and Vaughn, it's just been from the bottom to the top, and it keeps going up. So what he said right there was completely true. He did not want to get into social media. He did not like the idea of people knowing everything about him. And in that video on YouTube, King of the Hammers, rookie class, go watch it. He gets more in depth with it. And here's just one of them.
Is really making sure that your partnerships are a two-way street, that it works good for both of you, you know, that you're providing them a good investment as well as they're providing you what you need. If you're gonna halfway do it, you're wasting your time. If you're gonna halfway do your marketing program, you're wasting your time. If you don't wanna put together a social media program, you're wasting your time, because that's what these partners are looking for, and it's what they expect, and it's what the guy who's next to you is doing, and they're gonna choose you over them.
And that is 100% true. I've watched him grow since 2011, and he's telling you exactly what you need to know. He's a force to be reckoned with now, which back then he was just Lauren Healy. And to me, he's still just Lauren Healy, but he's got a following now, man. He doesn't, and he's still the same dude. Me and him have something going back and forth about a GoPro that he gave me back in 2012 or 2013. I've been trying to get him to sign it for years, and he won't sign it. And I think it's, I don't think it's anything bad to me, but it is, it's just something we can have fun with. It's no big deal. I do have one of the GoPro ones that used to be on his race car before he was big dog. So, but here's the last clip that I have.
Every time Monster Energy tags me in something dumb that I'm doing off-road, I gain 1,000 followers. And that's how partnerships work. And if I hadn't have had that content created there at that event and been able to give it to Monster for them to be able to post it, then I don't gain those 1,000 followers. Monster doesn't have anything to post, and the relationship just gets stale.
And that's 100% true. That's one thing that See You on the Trail does. We put out content for you. Now, I've noticed, I've had other clients in the past that will like that we shared it, but yet they don't push it any harder. They don't push it to their sponsors. They don't push it through their sponsorship social medias. You still have to use that content. I believe that content that Lauren put out was put out over a year ago. He's only posted it once, but everybody else has posted it numerous and thousands of times. Not even, I would say probably close to millions of times. His sponsors need that content to make, to promote their energy drink, their Monster energy drink. So take the footage that you get. I believe there's plenty of cameramen out there. Go up to anybody in a yellow jacket, talk to them. I'm sure they can take care of you. I know that Dave's got a pretty good, solid group of media people that you can work with them and still get good footage. I know I've worked with Turn 2 in the past. I've done 2 years of covering Hammers by myself solely, and I use Turn 2 Productions. They'll hit you up in the tech and contingency line, I'm sure. But also, if you're in that rookie class, go talk to Dave Cole. I'm sure King of the Hammers Productions will be there to help you out. It is expensive. I'm not going to lie about it. I think I ran everything to produce a full out small documentary that I put out for, I put it out for Fuelworks Racing. I've put it out for, there's been six or seven, no, I'm sorry, like eight teams that I've taken care of over the past couple years. And if I was to actually charge them exactly what it charged me and be with them 100% of the time, it was close to a $10,000 deal. But guys, I'm not going to be able to be out there. If you get some footage and you need it edited, holler at me, because I would love to be out at Hammers. I'm going to wish every single one of you like massively good luck, because I wish I was out there. I miss being out there, but yeah, I have a real job. And just like every one of you guys out there, I've got a real job that I've got to stay at. I can't take 10 days off of. But sorry I didn't do the podcast with Seth, but I just kind of came up with this after watching the King of the Hammers video. I want you, everybody, to go watch that video, because there's way more details in that. I mean, for instance, they talked to one of the best shock tuners in the world, and this is one thing that he said that I caught my eye, and I thought it was hilarious, or caught my ear, I guess.
And even a dead cat will bounce if you throw it hard enough.
And that's, yeah, he's probably one of the longest running shock tuners out there, and man, he knows what goes down, and he says that rebound gets him in trouble. Or no, I'm sorry, rebound is an excuse for a lot of things that aren't the case. So go in there and look at it, and then also look at all these rookies that are coming in and racing. And I think you're gonna find out that you don't know as much as you think you do. But guys, I appreciate it. You guys listening to me, I know you're heading out to Hammers. I want to wish you guys a safe trip out there. I mean, from my house, it's a 19-hour drive, and it is no joke. Not to mention the money you guys are spending to be out there for what Jason Shearer calls a fun race, which it is a fun race. And to be honest, I have been in an Ultra 4 car for about, an hour and a half, something like that, and I never want to be in one again. What you guys are doing is completely awesome, and you guys put your body through a bunch, and I would hate to be a co-driver having to run back to pit 5 miles and grab 5 gallons of gas and drive and run 5 miles back. I don't get it, but that's the draw to it. That's why I love this sport. Well, I love this sport because of that, and I also love the sport because of the people. I can name on one hand, less than one hand, probably 3 fingers, the people that I would never, I don't want to deal with ever again. So everybody else, enjoy yourself, have fun, be safe, enjoy Sublime's plans. So you got to go play that. Check out Spray Ren too. Spray Ren was pretty good at, Dave Cole's, birthday party back in 2020, something like that. And make sure you tell all the Rufus guys hi. See you on the trail, said hi to every team out there. Also, you got to tell JT happy birthday. And I hope he got his grill back. Make sure from Nationals that he got his grill back to his house, because I stuck it in a garage and I called him and I said I didn't have a way to get it to him. And I feel kind of bad about that. I'd love to be there doing stuff with you, but the real job and the real life calls. And so this was kind of, King of the Hammers has always been a fun time for me, not an actual job. So if I can make it my job, that'd be awesome. But other than that, thank you very much for hanging out with us. My name is Hitch. And oh, by the way, Seth, I'm sorry. I just decided to do this podcast. So, oh, by the way, guys, check it out. We have Patreon. Most of our podcasts are posted on YouTube as well, which is a video podcast. And then we have, like I said, we have Patreon, we're on Spotify, we're on like 7 different other platforms. We are not on Facebook. Facebook has decided to lock me out. If you go back and look at our videos on Instagram, you can see what that is. But I just did a podcast with Mick Henson. That'll give you plenty, about an hour and 30 minutes on Mick Henson. Mick Henson's driving Rusty Nail. So that's actually a really good podcast. And then February 8th, on you guys' way back, make sure you hit up my new podcast, which will be Landon Brown. He's an 8-year-old kid. I think I talked to him about it. I talked about him earlier. And to watch this guy and this kid, and he's 8 years old, to watch him wheel and to sit down and talk to him and to hang out with him. We went and played laser tag and all kinds of stuff afterwards. He's a amazing kid. And in fact, he just got a he just got an award that he'll be down in Norman again. Norman is where I live. He was astounding on a grade or something like that, and he's going to get an award at the women's Oklahoma basketball game on the 4th, so we'll be there for that. But make sure you check him out on the 8th of February, the podcast release on YouTube, Spotify, and all that. I do not have video on Spotify. It doesn't like to upload it. I don't know why. So this is a completely audio podcast. I may put it up on YouTube just to have it there. But other than that, everybody, all 735 competitors, I believe, you guys be safe. Watch what you're doing. Wear your seatbelts. Wear your safety equipment. That's what you bought it for. I don't want to hear anything bad about anybody. I understand people get hurt, but I don't want to hear anything bad. I've dealt with that. I dealt with that last year, and I didn't want to deal with it again. So, other than that, everybody else, have a good day. Guys, this is Hitch. We'll see you on the trail.
King of the Hammers is that damn big, man.